Of course, tonight we are celebrating the feast of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Now, sometimes I think a little bit of confusion comes when the reading we are listening to is the conception of Jesus, which is a different event altogether. We call that the Annunciation. But this passage is important, though, because it shows why Our Lady was immaculately conceived. And it's because she accepted God's will. She accepted God's will. God sent this angel to her to announce that she was to become the mother of the Son of God, and she accepted it. But look at what this angel says when he greets you, when the Archangel Gabriel greets her. What does he say? "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." Now, of course, that's a phrase we use quite a bit when we pray the rosary. It's the starting part of the Hail Mary prayer. "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you." We say that, you know, how many times in a rosary? But look at the words that the angel says to her. "Hail." Now, this isn't like, from BC to AD, way of saying, "Hi, how's it going?" That's not what the angel's saying. It's not that informal. It's a very formal address. It's a very formal form of address. Now, admittedly, I did not take Greek or Aramaic or any of those other languages at seminary, so I have to go off what my professors say. And one thing my professors pointed out, that this "hail" is a regal address. It's an address that you would use towards royalty. You would say, "Hail Caesar." You know, this is addressing a king, a ruler, the one who's in charge, somebody who's higher than you. Not just a casual, colloquial "hi," but a greeting to a king or a queen in this case. Of course, we do call Mary the Queen of the Angels, the Queen of the world, Queen of Heaven, Queen of the Earth. She is our queen. And this angel realizes it, even if Mary doesn't. And then what does he say? He calls her full of grace. Now, we all desire to receive God's grace. We all should seek God's grace in our lives, to receive as much of it as we can. But sadly, due to sin, we can't. We can't be full of grace. There is still that attachment to sin that keeps us from receiving the fullness of God's grace. Yes, we desire to be in His mercy. We desire to be in right relationship with Him. We desire that there are no sins that keep us from God. But we still have that little attachment to sin in our lives. We are still struggling with the effect of original sin in our lives, and for that reason, we cannot receive the fullness of God's grace. If we did, we would not be blinded to the spiritual world around us. But we are. So we will never be called full of grace until we have passed through the veil of death and are in the next life and are cleansed from that stain of sin that we have in this world. Mary, however, was called full of grace. She has received the fullness of God's grace because God, by His knowing the plan of salvation, has foreshadowed her acceptance. There's a phrase that you'll hear in the church, and you'll hear it actually in one of the prayers over the gift. I think I believe it's the prayer of the gifts. Prevenient grace. What that means is grace that is given before. It's grace that God gave to Mary before she accepted, because He knew that she would accept. God knew in the fullness of time that when the angel came to her and told her that she was to be the mother of the Son of God, that she was going to be the mother of the Savior, that she would accept. And that is why she was immaculate conceived. That is why we celebrate this feast today, to celebrate the fact that she did accept God's will, and that for that, she received one of the greatest privileges, greatest gifts, really, any of humanity has received, to be saved from her sins before she was even born. To not be affected by the stain of sin. Mary was the only human. Of course, Jesus is fully human, fully divine, and was not affected by sin. But Mary is our exemplar because she was not affected by sin. And she is our exemplar. She is our example. She is the one that we look up to. She is the one that we ask for her intercessions because she is also our mother. Now, I say she's our example because look at her response to this angel. Now, you have to know she didn't know what was going on. She didn't have the whole story. She probably was a bit confused why this angel was coming and greeting her as if she was a queen. But what does she say? "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Or as they often, what you'll hear in Latin, fiat, I accept. She accepted God's will. May it be done. That's our challenge. And that's a very difficult challenge, is to have that openness as Mary did to God's will. To set aside our plans, our desires, and follow God. I have a feeling that if Mary had listed up out her plans, if the Blessed Virgin Mary had listed up her plans for her life, what she would be, I can tell you this, the mother of the Son of God probably would not have been on that list. She probably would have just wanted to be a wife, a mother, housekeeper, you know, just another person in the world. Probably not even anybody special. We don't know. But she would have never foreseen that she would have been visited by an angel. But when it happened, she accepted it. We may not foresee where God is going to send us in our lives, how God is going to call us to serve Him. Maybe with an angel, probably not. It might be someone else that's going to help us see God's will. The challenge for us is to say yes, regardless of where that takes us, especially when that takes us to places where we might not want to go, but where God needs us to go, or God wants us to go, where we need to go. Mary understood that. She accepted God's will for our lives. And of course, as I said, just as she is the mother of the Son of God, she is also our mother. And so we ask her intercession. We ask her intercession especially that we might be that open to hearing God's will. That we might have the grace that we need. That when God's will is presented to us, however it may come, that we will say yes. So tonight, especially as we celebrate this Feast of the Immaculate Conception, which is our patron saint, Mary, under the title of the Immaculate Conception, was given to us by the U.S. bishops as our patroness. So we especially ask for her intercession for our country, for the United States, that our country may truly seek to do God's will. Not just that we as individuals seek to do God's will, but that the United States as a whole, that our nation, may seek God's will first and foremost. Not worrying about what others in the world might think, not worrying about what is popular, what is politically correct, but seeking God's will as a nation. Seeking to serve all of humanity, and especially those of us who are citizens, as God wills our nation to serve all of humanity and us as citizens. So we pray this evening for Our Lady's intercession, for the intercession of the Black Immaculate Virgin Mary, for ourselves and for our nation, that we may truly seek God's will and seek to give our lives over in doing it.